bridging individuals in as well. What I'd like to start the call by doing is I want to recognize all those leaders who are taking part of this call and for all their hard work, and let them know we appreciate you guys plugging your teams in. I'm going to go right down the list, and it's amazing the list of leaders we've got on here. And, guys, I apologize if I didn't get all your awards right. As I started to go through this list, I didn't have time to go back and check all, just because we've got some incredible leaders who have had some incredible accomplishments. But I want to start off by welcoming Alan Johnson and his team down in Texas, winner of the Thompson Leadership Award. Alan, thanks for being on. Also, top 10 and Yellow Jacket winner Justin and Sherry Title. Thank you guys for being on. Five-star winners, top income earners, Julius and Shelley Weems out of Maryland. Top income earner, multiple awards, five-star winners, Peter Luda, number one income earner in Illinois. Top income earner and five-star winner, Nir Golan out of down in Houston. And Nir told me he's got over 1,000 people logged in here tonight. Also, top income earner, multiple five-star winner, Leadership Council member, Greg Hensel. Top income earner, multiple five-star winners, Leadership Council winner, leader, Rich Schloss. Top income earner, five-star winner, Bobby Bowman. Top income earners, Mike and Ellie Tornator. Top income earners, all kinds of awards, Joey and Nora Carter are on here with us tonight. Top income earners, Adam and Michelle Carey have their teams. Guys, thanks for plugging in. Top income earners, Richard and Miriam Wado, last year's Thompson Leadership Award winners. Top income earners, five-star winners, multiple five-star, Pure Energy, Tim and Missy Olinger. Top income earners, multiple five-star, Jim and Kim Mason. And number one income earner, Brian McClure, who's on a plane but has his team plugged in. And also senior consultant Kevin Hanna from upstate New York, and senior consultant Ann Warchalak from also upstate New York. Guys, we appreciate everybody. What we're going to do, too, is we're going to record this because there was a lot of other people we'd like to share this with. Obviously, we do not have enough lines for everybody, so we will record this call and get it circulated around to everybody in Ambit. Chris and Jerry, were you guys able to get on?
Ray, I'm here. I'm having a hard time getting Jerry on the call here, so I'm not sure exactly what to do, but let's I'm still trying to three-way him in here. I know we've got to start the call.
If you want to send them a text, and then we can start off with you, or I can give it another minute if you'd like. If you want to send them a text and tell them to hang up, and you'll call them in, or I'll call them in, we can wait another minute. We've only got 8:33, Chris, so we're just ready to get going. And guys, we apologize. This is what happens when a few people tell a few people, and it's a good problem to have. When I tell you we've got over 10,000 people on here tonight, we do appreciate you joining us.
Give me one more minute. Let me see if I can try one other thing.
Guys, one of the things we're going to go over here tonight on the call is we're going to talk a lot about the simulcast. And I wanted to go over this when I had Chris and Jerry on the call, but I will. You know, the simulcast is going to be January 26th. And I want to go over, just so everybody knows, the locations and the venues where the simulcast is going to be. We've got Chicago, Illinois, Syracuse, New York, Sacramento, California, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Champaign, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, Secaucus, New Jersey, and Hartford, Connecticut. We've got 10 locations. I was talking to Eric Johnstone, guys, and registration for the simulcast is going to go up on the 27th of this month. And the good news is if you went to Ambition, you're going to be able to register for simulcast for half price, which is $25. If you did not go to Ambition, it's going to be $50. And, you know, guys, what I can tell you is you want to get registered as soon as this goes on sale. And the reason is when I add up all those numbers, that's 12,650 spots in attendance, considering we had 9,200 people at Ambition. I don't think we're going to have a problem filling that up. So you want to take advantage of that. We do apologize for the delay. Obviously, we had just a huge turnout, a massive amount of people, and we're going to try to get Jerry on here. If we can't, what we can do is we can get started with Chris, and hopefully Jerry will be able to join us here shortly. But, again, I want to thank everybody for getting their teams logged in here. And we'll give it about one more minute. Hopefully Chris can get Jerry on here. Obviously, our other big announcement is the end of our triple-double promotion is going to be ending this coming Friday at 12 Central, 1 a.m. Eastern time Friday night. I was also speaking to Eric Johnstone this week, and he told me the biggest day in the history of Ambit Energy was 2,200 consultants. And you know, guys, these are the types of days where we're able to shatter these records because fear of loss is what gets people to move to action. So take advantage of that this coming Friday night. Also, I want to announce that Brian McClure told me that he will be doing his Madman Sizzle calls this Friday. There's also going to be a training this Tuesday. It's going to be the same call that he same number that he does the Sunday night call with. So stay tuned for all the details on that. He'll be doing calls every 30 minutes, twice an hour, I think, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, going up to midnight Central Time on Friday. Chris, any luck?
Ray, let's go ahead and get started, and he's going to text me. I think he's in a bad cell area on his way back home, and he's getting knocked off. So when he gets to a place where he's got a good cell, he's going to text me. And then if you can three-way him in, I think that'd be great.
Absolutely. If you want to text me his number, then I can do that also. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. Again, I want to thank everybody and all the different leaders that we recognize. Chris, you know, just real quick, just so you know, Alan Johnson, Justin Tidal, Julius and Shelley Williams, Peter Luda, Nir Golan, Greg Hensel, Rich Losh, Bobby Bowman, Mike and Ellie Tornator, Joey and Nora Carter, Adam and Michelle Carey, Richard and Miriam Wado, Tim and Missy Ollinger, Jim and Kim Mason, Brian McClure, Kevin Hanna, Ann Wartzlick, and our entire team of leaders all have people plugged in here. So how does it feel to know on a Sunday night that you've got over 10,000 people in here listening to you?
Isn't that incredible? I mean, it's just unbelievable how big Ambit has gotten and how much more we still have to do. I think it's really exciting.
Well, you know, I know we've got a lot of new people, Chris, and so why don't we go back to the beginning? Let's go back just over 6 years ago. You know, August of 2006 is when this company got off the ground, and you talk about the meeting between you and Jerry down at a restaurant called Potbelly's. Why don't you talk about that a little bit so people can kind of get the background of where this started?
You know, we met at that Potbelly's. We did not know each other. We were introduced through a mutual friend of ours, and I knew Jerry was looking at getting into the electricity business. He had a phone company, a local phone company, that he was transitioning out of the phone business and was looking at what was happening here in Texas with the deregulation of electricity, and had gotten my name through this friend of ours who told him that I had some experience with the deregulation of telecom and using direct selling to go after that opportunity. And so we sat down and talked about what was going on in Texas, and I was really surprised at how big the market was. I just hadn't really been paying attention to what was going on with power generation in Texas. And so when he told me, you know, that, you know, just the size of the Texas market and how big it was, I realized that just if one state was that big, you know, when you start looking at all the states across the country that were in the same form or phase of deregulation that Texas was going through, this was an enormous opportunity. We got really excited about it. And I think what excited me was he was really, really interested in direct selling. He had done things in the past where it was a direct advertising model where you did television, radio, billboards, those kind of things, and was very interested in trying something new. And I think he liked the idea that you could still be successful growing a business with direct selling, but you had an opportunity to share the revenue with the people that were helping you build the business. And that's just such a different way of thinking about starting something. And I think that he knew, you know, obviously some of the other success stories here in Dallas that had been based on direct selling. Mary Kay is here in Dallas. Home Interiors, the Carter family. So he had a blueprint for success, having, you know, been here in Dallas all his life. And so I think when we sat down and started really talking about how this works, though, I could see him getting really excited about the possibility. So it was a great. I remember coming home and telling Leslie, "This is going to be huge. We've got a really great moment in time here that we can take advantage of." And I think we both saw it at that lunch.
Well, I mean, obviously you guys have been very successful before you got together with Ambit. I mean, Jerry's Thompson finding starting, you know, 11, which over 50,000 stores, Caprock Communications. Chris, you being part of XL Communications, a company that broke all kinds of records. So you guys get together. I know a mutual friend had told you guys to get together. You sit down with Jerry, you talk about energy and network marketing, and you got started. Why don't you talk about what it was like the first, you know, month, 2 months, 3 months getting this thing off the ground?
Well, you know, it's funny. We were every year at Ambition, I get to see Jerry's brother David and his wife Lee, and they're a super nice couple. And David has a software business here in Dallas. And when we started Ambit, we didn't even have office space, so we were literally borrowing a few cubes at David's office in Addison, Texas, not too far from that Potbelly's. And so the first, you know, I would say 5 or 6 weeks, Jerry and I were side by side in a cube just trying to figure out what we wanted to do, how we wanted this thing to come together. And I think what impressed me the most about how it started is how he thought about it. And it was not necessarily tactical at first. I mean, we sat down, and I remember one of the first meetings that we had, I think I got there on a Tuesday, and we sat down in one of David's conference rooms there, and on a whiteboard, we just started putting down ideas about how we wanted our company to be viewed by our customers, our consultants, our competitors. Who did we want to be? And that's where, you know, we decided that we wanted to be the finest, most respected retail energy provider in America. I mean, it was really one of the very – we didn't have a name yet. We didn't – there were a lot of blanks that we still had to fill in. But what impressed me most about Jerry was the fact that he was so committed to doing something that his family could be proud of, my family could be proud of, something that wouldn't tarnish our reputation, something that wouldn't tarnish the reputation of our consultants who joined us in this business. I mean – what he was thinking about very, very early on were those things. What kind of company do we create that can add value to people's lives and something that we can be proud of? And I don't think that's how most people start a business. I think most people start a business thinking about, you know, how do I generate revenue? How do I mechanically do the things that I have to do to get a customer and provision a customer and all? We step back from all of that. And we talked about how we wanted to do it first. And that has really, I think, been the difference in, you know, you can see a lot of other companies have kind of, since we've done this, started trying to mimic or copy what we're doing. And none of them have had the success that we've had. And I think it's because we didn't start with just software and, you know, systems and people. We started with an idea about how we're going to do things and the values that we're going to stand for. And I think that's made all the difference.
Well, Chris, that's one of the things I appreciate you guys. You can tell how well thought out this was. I know at the beginning we were always asking for more states, and strategically you put things in place, and John Burke's a big part of that as well. So we were in position to start expanding massively like we are. Let's talk about some of the success. I mean, obviously the accolades are starting to just fall into place all over the place with Ambit Energy. 2010, being named fastest growing company in America by Inc. Magazine, year after year, the top place to work in Dallas, and you know, number 15 on the Direct Selling News Global 100 in 5 years in 5 states. You know, I mean, what do you guys think about that? Did you expect it to go this big, get this big so fast?
Yeah, so that's a hard question to answer because we never talked about those kind of things happening. We talked about how many customers we thought we could get, how big the, you know, marketplace was, what kind of market penetration that we could get. And when you do that, you kind of extrapolate into a revenue number. And so you think about size, but we never really thought about the recognition side of that. And you know, I'll tell you, the Inc. thing was a huge deal. It was a great honor, but we've added more customers in the 2.5-3 years since then than we had added all the way up until that time. So, it's funny, you know, the percentages get smaller, the percentage growth gets smaller, but the net number of customers keeps getting bigger. And so I just think that it's one of those deals where you kind of, you know, mathematically you understand it. But to actually start to see it happen, it's pretty hard to wrap your head around. I mean, I don't think either one of us thought it was going to be as big as it is this fast. I mean, we were probably prepared for much more patience than you've heard Jerry say before. We could have grown faster than we did. I mean, we really took our time and tried to make sure that we had the systems in place we needed to. You know, achieve that kind of growth, because that's the mistake most companies make. They have a good idea, they get started, and then their success overwhelms their ability to operationally support the business. And we've both been in situations where that had happened in our past, and we did not want that to happen here. And so we've always kind of paid less attention to the growth and more attention to the systems that are supporting that growth.
And, Chris, you guys are comfortable with the amount of growth we're seeing in the states we're in. Everything's in place for just massive growth, correct?
It is. And, I mean, every couple of years we bring the IT organization in and we ask them to give us a list of everything that they would do to make the systems and, whether it's the billing system or the customer care system or whatever, if we could give you 3 months with nothing else to do but, prime the pump and really optimize the system, what would you do? And they give us a list, and then we let them go do it. And we've done that. We're coming up on the end of year six here, and we're going to do it again between now and the end of the year. So this will be the third time that we've let them kind of sit down and really think about what they need to do to get the system ready to take it to the next level. So we feel confident that we can double or even triple the number of customers we have with the system that we've got in place and the team that we have that's taking care of that. That's exciting because when I've been in situations where that wasn't the case and you really you felt like you were building a track right in front of the train, and we don't have that situation here. We've got lots of cushion. We've stress tested our system for multi-millions of customers, and we know where the stress points are, and we're already working to improve those far in advance of having the number of customers that are going to create that stress. So we have a great team.
Speaking of customers, any update on the million customer mark?
Jerry's probably got a better idea of where we're at on that. I think we're gonna pass it sometime in late October, early November, depending on how this promotion ends. This triple double promotion ends. We've got an opportunity to move that up, but typically the customer enrollment numbers that come in the 28 days after a big promotion are the biggest customer month. So I think you're going to see that happen here in late October, early November. We actually run a contest internally in the company to let employees pick the day and the hour that we cross that mark, and whoever wins, I think we've got some kind of prize for them. So everybody in the company is trying to figure that out too.
And as far as $1 billion in our sixth year, pretty good shot at that.
We're going to get really close. I mean, this summer was not as hot a summer as we had last summer, and in Texas that's a big deal. So I think if you look at by the end of this year, we're going to fall a little short. We're probably going to be around $950 million, which is pretty close. Had we had a couple of hotter months in the summer, we would have gotten there. But if you look at the trailing 12 months, in other words, probably say by March, if you look at the previous 12 months from March to last February, we'll probably cross it sometime in the first quarter.
Great. Well, Chris, coming out of Ambition, obviously a lot of excitement. A couple of things we want to talk about, the promotion you mentioned and also the simulcast, but let's start off Ambition 2012. First of all, you guys did an incredible job for the amount of people and what took place. Just the corporate staff did an incredible job. And, I want you to tell me what were your thoughts on Saturday looking out, knowing that 5 years ago the first Ambition, 750 people, and this time over 9,000 people. What was that like for you and Jerry?
It's surreal. Every year we like to come out and welcome everybody on that Saturday first thing in the morning. And so they end up always doing some kind of, dramatic introduction or whatever. And so we end up finding ourselves standing behind the stage waiting to come out while they're rolling some kind of video. And it's one of my favorite times of the year because Jerry and I get to sit there and gives us a few minutes to just think about what's going on. And we hear all of the people out there, and we're typically kind of standing there together waiting to come out. And it's this year it was just overwhelming. I mean, there were so many people there, and I thought last year was a big event, And then when we came out Saturday and saw the number of people in American Airlines Center, it was just, it really is getting hard to wrap your head around. And I was, somebody pointed out that in our first ambition when we were at the Lost Pines, the Hyatt in Lost Pines in Bastrop outside of Austin, my remarks that year at the first ambition, I said, let's go out and build the fastest growing company in America. And we did that, and we did that when really we were still at the Anatole. We hadn't even moved to the convention center yet. So when you look out at what we've done in the last 6 years and you just see all the faces and all the stories, it's just really exciting, because what I know just from looking at the size of the market and the plans that we have for the future, you know, we're going to fill the top row of that place up next year, and after next year, I'm not sure where we're going to go, because we're not going to have room in American Airlines anymore. I mean, we've just got an enormous amount of growth left in front of us. And so I think for me this year, that's really what I was thinking about is, you know, I know what we have still left to do and the opportunities that are still in front of us. And so looking at American, I'm like, we're kind of way ahead of schedule in terms of bringing people into the business and having a place to put them. So we've got to come up with something creative here for 2014 for sure, because we're not going to be able to fit them all in American Airlines Center.
You know, Chris, I came back from Ambition this year more excited about this company and this opportunity than I ever have, and a lot of it was because of what took place at Ambition, the growth, the announcements, new states and new markets opening up. But one of the things that I impressed upon my team is, you know, Danielle and myself got to spend a little bit of time with you and Jerry, and, you know, the conversations we had, that the best is still in front of us. And I came home and I told everybody how committed you guys were and what the next 4 or 5 years look like through your guys' eyes. And I always tell people in the presentation, if you could see this through my eyes. So, you know, why don't you tell people, you know, we've got brand new consultants on here. We've got prospects. We've got top income earners. We've got ECs, NCs, and everything in between. You know, if you wanted to talk to them about timing and what's getting ready to happen in the sweet spot, why should they be so excited about this opportunity in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at it, it's funny what in every business when you start something, all of the really, really hard work from a entrepreneur standpoint, from a, you know, on the company side, is what you do in the first 4 or 5 years. You really are kind of creating a platform for success. And building that platform is the hardest part. You know, once you get the processes in place and the systems in place and the tools in place and the people in place and you have everything working like it's supposed to work, you know, then really that's when the growth happens and the hard work part of that is over. And really it becomes, you know, maintenance, making sure that the processes are still the right processes, that the systems can do what they need to do. So it's really you shift from a creation mode to a management mode, and we're in the process of making that shift. We've done the work that we needed to do to create the, you know, the software platform, the infrastructure, the operation that we need to have in order to scale, and now it's time to scale. So I think what you're seeing is people that are brand new coming into this business now, they don't have to suffer all that. I mean, you know, you've been here for 5 years now, Ray, and you know. And a lot of you guys that are on the phone tonight with your teams have been here for years, and you've seen us, you know, have to create something from nothing, and you've had to see us develop the video tools and the PowerZone tools that people need to run their business, and just all of the things that we have that make it easy to do this business over the phone or over the internet or, you know, from one state to another state. None of those things existed when we first started, and when Jerry and I was sitting down in a borrowed conference room, you know, putting ideas on a whiteboard. And now those are all in place. And so new people that come into this business now, they don't have to – there's no barrier, nothing that is prevents them from moving fast in this business. I mean, when we first started and Brian and Steve and those guys that were early on in our business wanted to jump in and just – you know, run as fast as they could, we were kind of a hamper to that because the operation wasn't really ready for them to run that fast yet. And so, you know, a new person coming into this business today that's really serious about doing something for themselves and for their family, they don't have any of those regulators on them. I mean, they can come in and just take massive action and make this thing work, and they're not going to have to wait for the company to catch up to them. And I think that's the key thing. So when you look at how big our marketplace is, and forget any expansion for a minute and just look at the markets that we're in right now. I mean, we're still growing. You know, we grew our Texas customer base this year probably 35% in our sixth full year. So it's the oldest market, it's the most mature market, and we're still growing at 35%. So we may have 5% of the Texas market right now. I mean, so we have an opportunity, I think, to get 10% of the Texas market in the next 3 or 4 years, and there's no reason why we can't get 10% in all of these other markets if they just do what Texas has done. And it seems reasonable to me that we should expect that those markets will do what the oldest market has done. And, you know, I mean, California, we haven't even officially launched that yet. We have no penetration there. So, I mean, if you just look at that 10% rule and say we should be able to do that in just the markets that we're in, that's a $6 billion company 4 or 5 years from now. And you add some new states and some expansion into that, and it just gets even bigger. And so I think that people coming into this business today really are just – they're very fortunate because they have all the systems they need to be successful. They have the markets that they have access to. That people who came in 5 years ago, I mean, when you joined, we had basically Texas and the five boroughs of New York City. And so you've had to wait for us to expand our footprint into upstate New York, into some of these other markets so that you could build your business. People that are starting today don't have to worry about that. And I think that that is what's going to make the growth that we see over the next 3 or 4 years so much more significant than the growth that we've had up to this point, because we've just now it's all about scale. Well, the systems are there, the processes are there, we just need to go take advantage of it. And that's what's so exciting for me.
Well, let me ask you another question, Chris. What gives you the most satisfaction after 6 years, 9,200 people at Ambition, fastest growing company in America by Inc. Magazine, about to go over a million customers, pushing $1 billion in revenue? Yeah, I know the answer, but I want you to tell everybody else, what gives you the most satisfaction from what you see?
The way we've done it and the people that we've done it with. I mean, I Leslie and I are getting ready to go on vacation here for a few weeks, and I just was doing some thank you notes for people at the corporate office and going through there and just thinking about what they did to contribute to this year's event and how many great people we have at the corporate office, but also, too, out in the field. You know, every year we have different, you know, vendors or different groups that help support Ambition, whether it's people that are setting up for the dinners that we have or setting up the chairs for the events, or like this year, the staff at the American Airlines Center, they were new. They hadn't seen us before. Our security detail, the people that kind of make sure that Jerry and I and our families can kind of get from place to place. And it doesn't matter who they are or what they're doing to support the event, we always hear the same thing. It's and that's what makes Jerry and I so proud. They always say that our people are the nicest, most respectful, positive people that they've ever been around. And these are companies that service Fortune 500. They do business with lots of companies. And they always tell us that we're unique, and I really do think we're unique. And so it's not the revenue or the customers or all of that. What really gets me excited is the way we've done it, the way we've gone about it, and then, you know, the other thing, I guess, is, too, just the difference it's making in people's lives, the idea that, you remember the first little, leadership dinner we had in Albany when we first launched Albany. And I remember Rob Marciano was there and Tiffany Woods was there. And, you know, they hadn't even been in the business maybe a few weeks yet. And now those guys have a residual income for the business that they've built that pays all their bills. They're financially free. And we've been able to do that for so many people, you know, in so many different places. And that's just, there's no, I mean, I don't know how it's, that's just the most satisfying thing to see somebody's life change because they decided to join you and take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, we appreciate all you do. You know, Chris, one of the things I'm excited about is this Friday, and I spoke to Eric Johnstone earlier in the week, and he had told me, guys, I'm getting a couple text messages that some of the bridge lines are having a little background noise. Just so everybody knows, I hear absolutely no background noise. So if there's a bridge line that unfortunately there's a little background noise, we do apologize. Here's the good news. We're going to record this call, and I promise you I have not heard any background noise at all. Everything's muted on our end, so we will get a recording out of this. But, Chris, I want to talk about Friday. You know, it's the end of a triple-double promotion. To me, it's one of the best promotions ever, especially for those that attended Ambition. And, you know, Eric Johnstone told me the biggest day in the history of this company is just over 2,200 consultants, and I have a strong feeling that Friday is going to be a pretty special day, Friday the 28th of September. I mean, do you remember the days you tell the story of the FedEx guy coming to pick up 2, 3, 4 kits a day, and now you're going to have 2,500 in one day. What does that feel like?
Well, I mean, think about it. That's more people than we had at maybe our third Ambition. So, I mean, it's just, again, that's that whole, you know, it's the idea of scale. It really is kind of hard to wrap your head around because, I mean, we used to celebrate a day when we would have 10 consultants join the business. I mean, 10 kids going out the door was a big deal. I mean, Jerry and I would high-five each other on the way out at night if we did 10 that day, and now you're talking about numbers that are much more significant than that. And so, I mean, it's really exciting, but it's exciting for me because I know that means that many people join y'all's teams. And I know what that means, you know, for the business that you're building, and I know what that means for people that are trying to take advantage of this opportunity. So that's the thing that's most exciting about seeing those kind of numbers now. It's the impact that it has on the income people are earning in this business, and so that's exciting for me.
Well, one of the numbers, and I know you're a numbers guy, and I don't want to put pressure on you because I know you run so many numbers, but one of them I believe you guys talked about at Ambition was over the last year, or maybe it was 2011, Ambit paid out over $100 million in commissions to the consultants. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right, and I think you know, we're going to see that probably grow next year by 50%. So, I mean, it's when you look at, I don't know how that compares to what other companies are doing, but I personally don't know of any that paid that kind of money out. So, I mean, it's another testament to the fact that we've got a deal here that works for people who will get in and work it. And I mean, it's just staggering to me when you see some of these list of the top earners in network marketing all over the world, and 4 or 5 of our people are in the top 20 on that list. I mean, it's just, you know, that just tells you that we've got something special and that it works. And so that's exciting for me. Every time I got a JM has sent me a picture the other day of his residual check, and you know, I've kind of watched him come into the business and work hard and build up his income. And nothing makes me more excited than seeing people succeed at this thing and being excited about the result that they're getting. And so every time I think about those numbers, I remember that it's, you know, that's going to thousands of people and it's making a real difference in their families. And to me, what I know that means is that the future for their kids is different than it would have been if they hadn't joined Ambit, and whatever the outcome of that is, it's going to be positive, and so that's exciting.
Well, Chris, I know that list. You know, it's funny because I was looking at the list, and in the top 100 for all of network marketing, there's 5 individuals or 6 individuals from Ambit, and you know, I was looking at some of our competitors, and the numbers don't lie. I know some of our competitors out there, there's one from each of the other, you know, bigger network marketing energy companies. They've got one in the top 100. You know, their number one is actually number 98 or 90, and we've got 3 in the top 20, like you said. Besides the money that the people are being paid, and I don't want you to, you know, bash any other companies, but what do you think makes Ambit different from some of the other companies that are joining our industry and trying to do what Ambit has been very successful at doing? What would be the big difference?
You know, I think experience in direct selling is important, and I think most of the people that are doing this may have some energy experience, but they don't take direct selling. They think it's just something that you can go do, like advertising. You know, it's just, oh, well, we'll just go do that, just like it's that easy to do. And it really, it's a very unique business model. And if you don't have years of experience learning how to do it, there's a million things that you can do to make it not work. I say all the time, I've had an opportunity in my life to spend about 10 years at Excel watching that company grow from nothing to over $1 billion. And I saw the guys that started that company do a lot of things right and that I learned from. But I also saw them do a lot of things that they probably wished that they hadn't done. They made a lot of mistakes. It's how you get experience. And I saw what didn't work. And I had an opportunity to watch all those things for a long time. And if you're somebody that's not familiar with direct selling, you've never done it, and you just look at the results that a company like Ambit is creating out there, you go, oh, well, I want to do that too. And, you know, it sounds like common sense. You know, any MBA can look at it and say, oh, well, look, that model works. We'll just replicate that model. But there's a difference between, you know, trying to copy something and understanding it. And I think that's the big advantage that we have. We really do have a lot of experience in direct selling here, not just myself, but I have a staff of people who I've known for years, some of them, and they've been in direct selling for as long as I have. And so we know how to do that. I think that's one thing. And then I think the other thing is we really do pay attention to the details. A lot of people who get involved in an opportunity like deregulation are in it for a real quick, you know, 2 or 3 years. They want to get in and get out and just kind of cash out. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a long-term viable business that can continue to grow and prosper and create a return for, you know, our shareholders and our consultants. And I think that our approach then is different than people who are, you know, if you're just in it for the short term, you'll take shortcuts and you won't make the investment in technology that you need. You won't make the investment in people that you need. And ultimately, you won't make the investment in compensation that you need for your consultants. And so we've not taken that approach. And so we have more people on our staff at the corporate office here than our competitors do. We pay out more money than our competitors do. And I think we have better technology. We don't use vendors. We use our own proprietary system. And so all those investments and our approach to this business is because we see it in the long term. And we're going for something that we're going for longevity here, not some short, quick hit. And I think that's the difference. And, you know, there's a lot of good companies out there. I'm not trying to bash any of our competitors. I just think our approach has been one that is based on longevity, and you can just see the decisions that other people make, and I know from experience that they're making those because they have a different objective, and so I think that's what makes us unique, and it's what makes me so proud to be part of Ambit.
Well, I mean, Chris, we can't thank you guys enough for all you do, and you know, one of the things you do is you keep it interesting. You keep it fun. We appreciate that you and Jerry are always out there traveling and putting on events and you know, the executive tour. And, you know, the big one that we always talk about is Ambition, but you've turned this podcast into quite an event also. And, you know, we're looking at the day and, you know, we leave Ambition and the next thing we're focused on is the next big event. And, you know, you and I got to share some time afterwards and talk about this and, you know, I'm excited because you talked about the simulcast on January 26th, and one of the things that you said, and I asked you if it's okay if I say this, is you said ambition-like announcements. And, you know, one of the things I want to read to you, Chris, before you answer this, and January 26th is a simulcast. It's a Saturday, late January, and in Chicago, there's 10 locations that you guys have set up for the simulcast. In Chicago, they'll fit 1,000 people. in Syracuse, 2,700, and you're going to need all 2,700 chairs. In Sacramento, there's 550. In Pittsburgh, there's 750. In Dallas, the maximum attendance is 1,500. In Houston, it's 2,500. And you know, Dallas and Houston between Nir Golan and Alan Johnson, they told me, and Peter and Justin, you're going to need all those chairs. And Champaign, Illinois is 900. Baltimore is 500. Sacramento, Secaucus, New Jersey is 1,350. And Hartford, Connecticut is 900. I did the math, Chris. That's 12,650 people for the simulcast on January 26th. And I'll be honest with you, I think you guys are in a lot of trouble down in Dallas.
I think we may be.
So, you know, you had 10,000 last year. You had 9,200 people show up in Ambition. A lot of those people trekked from all over the country, had to give up 3 days with their family and airfare and hotels. You guys have made it pretty easy with those 10 locations and only charging 25 for Ambition attendees and 50 for non-Ambition attendees. But I'm excited about that. You know, we're already talking to our team about getting registered. I know registration is on the 27th of this month, Eric told me. And I got to believe with the 10,000 people that we have on here and the people that are going to join the team and everybody else's team here this week, I think you guys are going to be sold out within the first 72 hours. And I think we need to put down a personal challenge to all the people on here to make sure that people get these events sold out within the first 72 hours and force Eric and Kristen and everybody else to go find some more venues. But why should people make the trip to those 10 locations for this event?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that we're doing this simulcast is because it directly impacts people's incomes. I mean, when you look, and I've said this before, Ambition, every year when you look at the people who come to Ambition and what happens to their businesses coming out of Ambition, the people that have the most folks on their team at Ambition grow the most the next year. And what we decided is, why would we just do that once a year when we can help people do it twice a year? So we started this simulcast with the theory that if we could get everybody focused at the very beginning of the year and kind of kicked off the year with a big bang, that would happen again for people who might not have been able to attend Ambition and can attend a simulcast location. And so this will be the third one that we've done, and the data from the first two suggests very clearly that people who plug into these simulcasts and plug in with their teams have more success in the year following that simulcast from simulcast to Ambition than people who don't attend. And so it's for us, it's all about helping give people a platform to grow their businesses. And so as we've started to look at this simulcast, it used to be just seen, you know, we kind of viewed it as a way just to kick off the year. Now we really get the power of having that many people all on the same page at the beginning of the year. And so we really want this year's simulcast to be Ambition-like in terms of the magnitude of the announcements that are coming out of it and the excitement that it creates in your business. And so we're approaching that event like that.
Well, I mean, let's talk about that. I don't mean to push, and I know you guys don't like to talk about new states and new markets because you never know what's going to happen, but it's safe to say that at that event we're going to see multiple, and I'm not going to say new states, but it's safe to say we're going to see multiple new markets announced, correct?
I think it's safe to say that.
And it's also safe to say that 12,650 is not going to be enough.
I think you guys, if we sell this thing out in the first, you know, few days after registration goes up, you're going to force my team to have to come up with some creative ways to add some locations. And I think that would be great. I'd love to see 20,000 people on this simulcast. I mean, the more people we can get on this thing, the more excited they're going to be coming out of it. I can promise you that. And I think the more explosive the growth is going to be in 2013. So I think it's incumbent upon us as leaders in this sales organization to promote simulcast and really get people focused on making a concerted effort to get as many people on their team plugged into that as they can and get them registered as early as possible, because if we can sell it out, if we really know that we're going to have that sold out pretty quickly, then we can go ahead and start working on other locations. If we wait until, you know, 3 or 4 weeks before the simulcast before we sell it out, it's too late to add any events at that point. So we really need to see the tickets sell so that we have time to react to that, because you've got Thanksgiving and Christmas in between now and that simulcast. It starts getting really hard to work with these venues to add new locations. So the sooner we can get started on that and know that we need to, the better. So, I mean, and listen, if we have 20,000 people on this simulcast, we should have that amount of people at Ambition.
If? What do you mean if? We're bringing 6,000, baby, from our team, and I know Nair and Alan and Kim and Jim and Justin and Mary and Richard and Joey and Nora. Guys, listen, I'm going to do whatever I can. I know they go on sale on the 27th, and I've told my team already, do not wait around, because I personally believe within the first 24 hours, you're going to see Syracuse, New York, and Secaucus, New Jersey sell out within 24 hours, and then people are going to say, well, what am I going to do if I live in New Jersey and it sells out? I said, you better program your GPS for Hartford, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore. So, guys, you need to get registered right away. I think we need to send a very clear message to Chris and Jerry. And, you know, Chris, you had texted me something else. Unfortunately, Jerry is in an area where his cell phone service is not working. And you had told me that if we go out there and do what we need to do here on the 27th with registration and also the 28th as one of our biggest days ever in the history of the company, that you think you could get Jerry to be on a call here in the next week for us, which would give us some time to build for it and everybody get to hear the other part of the dynamic duo. Is that still a possibility?
Absolutely. He feels terrible. I could tell he was freaking out that he couldn't get on the call. So I apologize, but we'll have him. I'm leaving. Leslie and I are leaving on vacation Tuesday, so I'll be out. But he'll be here next week, so I'll let you coordinate with him. He maybe do it next Sunday or the following Sunday. I'll leave that up to you guys. But he's happy to come back on here, and you can ask him some of these questions that you've been asking me and hear his take on it. But I think what you'll find is that Jerry and I both are as excited as we've ever been about this business, and I think that one of the reasons that we are is because we feel like we finally have got all the pieces in place that we are responsible for putting in on the corporate side operationally and from a support standpoint to let this thing really go be what you guys can make it. And so now the exciting thing for us is to watch and see what you do with it. And based on the numbers that are coming in here post-Ambition, you're taking full advantage of it. And so that's only going to continue to produce, you know, success creates more success. And so that's what we're seeing now, and that's why we're so excited. And I'm excited for you guys, because I think there's a lot of opportunity left in front of us that we're going to go take advantage of. You're going to see a lot more growth and expansion ahead, and your businesses are going to keep exploding. So we're excited to see that happen. We're excited to see what that translates into in terms of income for you guys. And I know Jerry hates that he missed the call, but you guys work with him to get on either next Sunday or the following Sunday and ask him, you know, his point of view about where we're at right now. I think you'll find that he's as excited as I am.
Well, Chris, Pat Flander just sent me a text, and he just wanted to let you know that we don't use the word hope. We use the word no, because this is epic. And Julius and Shelley Weems told me to tell you that consider Baltimore sold out already. Get a bigger venue.
I know they can do it. I'm excited to see what you guys are going to do with this simulcast. I'm telling you, it's going to be really big. If we can get 20,000 people, 2013 will be the biggest year.
Chris, we're not getting 20, brother. I told you 30. We got 9,200 at Ambition, and people had to leave for 3 or 4 days. You've set it up where people only have to drive an hour or two. It's a lot cheaper with the number of people joining the team. You know, we told everybody at Ambition on our team that went down there, you just need to bring 3 people to the simulcast. And, guys, we're going to put out the personal challenge. Chris is saying 20,000. I think we as a team, everybody in Ambit comes together, 9,200 people at Ambition. There's no reason we can't triple that with the 10 locations we've got. So the goal is 30,000.
Well, let's do it. I'm telling you, 2013 is going to be enormous. And I think it all starts with how that simulcast, how many people we have at that simulcast at the beginning of the year. So let's make it happen.
Tom and Annie said Secaucus is done. Find another place in Jersey. Chris, I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot on your plate. We can't thank you enough. Listen, I people ask me why I'm so excited, and it's because of you guys. And, you know, this is my third network marketing company. One of the things I can tell you is when you totally believe in the people that are running it, it makes it a whole lot easier to go and enjoy working. And I can't thank you guys enough. I remember 5 years ago this week, me and Danielle flying down there and flying home and thinking about praying about and getting started. And, you know, the one thing I tell people about you guys is everything that you told us was going to happen has come true, and I don't think there's too many people that can make those kind of predictions and projections in the economy that we've had over the last 5 years. But I thank you for everything you guys do. I know how committed you are to this and how much time you and Jerry put into it. I'm going to ask you one last question. We'll let you go. You know, I heard Alan Johnston's podcast the other day, and he's just an incredible speaker, just a great leader, and just, you know, he just knocked it out of the park on that. And he talked about on people's tombstone, he talked about the dash being in between, and it's not what you leave, it's what you do during those times. But let's talk about 10, 15, 20 years from now. What do you want people to know about Ambit? What is your legacy going to be?
Wow, you know, I don't know. That's a great question. I hope what it is that everybody that joined this business was positively changed by it. I mean, because I think that, you know, one of the things I love getting are all the letters that we get after Ambition every year. What's so cool about it is we get the ones from people who are making money in the business and who have financially had a big change in their lives, and those are great. But, you know, I get just as many from people who say, look, I haven't seen the financial success yet. I just got in or I've just gotten started, and I'm still working on that part of it. But I've already seen that my confidence has changed. My belief in myself has gone way up, that my speaking skills have improved, that my attitude's better. I mean, you know, you think about what – that kind of change in people can create in this world, not just financially through, you know, sale of energy, but just what kind of better parents they become, what better, you know, spouses they become, what better, you know, parts of their, you know, members of their community they become because they, you know, had a positive experience in Ambit. So I guess for me, when I look back on it, I hope that dash means that we had, you know, just hundreds of thousands of people whose lives were improved in a positive way by this, and then who went out and made other people's lives better.
Well, I have no doubt that's going to happen. You've already done a great job of that. Chris, I can't thank you enough. Tell Leslie we appreciate it. I know you're very busy and taking your time out of your schedule, and congratulations on your Cowboys winning today. And guys, we're going to have a recording of this call, and we will email it out to everybody. I think this needs to be our battle cry for Ambit Energy to make sure we go out there and we make their job easier down at corporate and sell this simulcast out here in the first 72 hours and for that 20,000 happens, but not only 20,000, 30,000, and also congratulations to everybody. I'm going to congratulate everybody in advance, Chris and you and Jerry, for making this such an incredible company, and Friday being the biggest day in the history of Ambit Energy of all time. So thank you very much for being on here, and guys, we appreciate everybody else plugging their teams in. Chris, any words?
No, I just appreciate all you guys are doing. Thanks for letting me be on the call, Ray. I'm excited to see what you do this week as we kind of wind up this promotion, and I'm looking forward to seeing those simulcast numbers come in. So thank you guys for everything you're doing, and let's go make 2013 the biggest year in Ambit's history.
That sounds good. God bless everybody. Thanks for being on here tonight. We'll get a copy of this out to everybody, and everybody have a great week. It's going to be a magic week in Ambit Energy. Chris, thank you for being on.
Thanks, Ray.